A staggering 70% of endurance athletes ignore their gut health signals until serious problems emerge. A burning stomach during training is not just pre-workout jitters. It can be the digestive system sending an early warning. Many athletes recognize fatigue and decreased performance as overtraining red flags, but the gut communicates the same risk through nausea, sudden food sensitivities, and discomfort that hide in plain sight. Even athletes at their physical peak are not immune. Up to 45% experience digestive conditions that can derail training progress, and these issues are common enough that no athlete should feel alone in them. The practical takeaway is that warning signs can be spotted early. Periodic lactate testing can help identify overtraining before gut health suffers, and the following signals are worth monitoring closely. The first signal is chronic digestive distress. Research shows that between 30 and 70% of athletes battle gastrointestinal distress, with endurance athletes facing the highest risk. Distance runners are especially familiar with this pattern. 30 to 65% report regular gastrointestinal complaints, and the symptoms tend to intensify as training load increases. Common upper symptoms include heartburn, nausea, and difficulty swallowing. Lower symptoms include cramping during a run, diarrhea that disrupts training, and bathroom urgency that can derail a race. Daily discomfort is just as important. Bloating, lingering gas, and stomach pain can become an unwanted training partner when intensity stays too high for too long. Nutrient absorption is affected as well. During intense training, blood flow to the digestive system can drop by up to 80% because the body prioritizes working muscles over digestion. That creates a double threat: immediate discomfort plus reduced nutrient absorption. Some digestive discomfort during hard training is normal, but clear warning signs matter because 93% of long-distance triathletes report gastrointestinal symptoms. About 43% of triathletes face gastrointestinal problems that can destroy performance, and 7% abandon races because of digestive distress. Nutrition timing plays a major role, so meals should be spread throughout the day, especially during heavy training blocks. Periodic lactate testing can help catch overtraining before severe gastrointestinal issues strike. Younger athletes and long-duration competitors also report more frequent pain, so new endurance athletes should start gradually and allow the gut to adapt as the muscles adapt. The second signal is increased food sensitivity. A trusted protein shake that once recovered well may start causing problems when training stress changes the body's tolerance. Research indicates that athletes face unique food sensitivity challenges. In one tested group, 75% showed positive responses to whey protein sensitivity testing, which suggests that post-workout nutrition can sometimes interfere with recovery. Common triggers include cow's milk, which affected 68.8% of athletes, gluten at 62.5%, wheat at 50%, and dairy products such as cheddar cheese at 50%. Timing makes these symptoms difficult to track. Reactions can appear anywhere from 45 minutes to 3 days after eating, so the true cause is often hidden behind delayed symptoms. Constant training stress lowers the food tolerance threshold. When workout-induced inflammation is already present, food sensitivities can create a double challenge for the gut. While 15 to 20% of Americans report food sensitivities, athletes face additional hurdles because exercise stress combined with food reactions can create the perfect storm for gut inflammation. The key strategy is to track food intake the same way training is tracked. Delayed reactions make careful observation essential, and periodic lactate testing can help identify overtraining before food sensitivities become overwhelming. If a whey protein shake triggers sensitivity symptoms, it may need to be replaced. What works during rest periods can backfire during intense training blocks, and 30 to 50% of endurance athletes report gastrointestinal issues that affect performance. The third signal is persistent bloating. The post-workout balloon feeling is more than trapped air. 30 to 50% of endurance athletes battle significant digestive issues, including stubborn bloating. Training intensity can create the conditions for bloating. Heavy breathing during tough sessions forces excess air into the system, while the stress response releases cortisol, which can contribute to fluid retention. Common triggers include dehydration or overhydration, eating too close to workout time, heat exposure, intense breathing patterns, and poor pre-workout nutrition timing. Hard training also changes the gut microbiome. This disruption, called dysbiosis, can throw bacterial balance into chaos and trigger inflammation. Prolonged, intense training can reshape gut bacteria in a way that contributes to digestive discomfort. The good news is that the gut responds to training much like muscle does, so timing and pacing matter. Eating 2 to 3 hours before a workout can help, and small sips during training are generally better than large gulps. Belly breathing can also reduce excess air intake during effort. Bloating should be treated as an overtraining indicator. Periodic lactate testing can help catch problems early, and if bloating persists, the training intensity may need adjustment. There is a gut health paradox. Exercise follows a J-curve pattern. Moderate activity can strengthen the digestive system, while excessive intensity can create disruption. When bloating persists, it is the body's signal to ease off the throttle. The fourth signal is irregular bowel movements, because bathroom patterns can reveal hidden truths about training intensity. Up to 90.8% of athletes report digestive changes during rest periods. For marathoners, 38% battle diarrhea, while 53% experience accelerated bowel movements. Training intensity can disrupt the system through urgent bathroom needs, sudden unexplained constipation, and wild swings between both extremes. Stool consistency can also change noticeably in well-trained athletes. Rising cortisol levels can wreak havoc on digestive function, and blood flow to the gut can drop by up to 80% during intense exercise. The digestive system slows while blood is redirected to working muscles. This is sometimes described as poor gut motility, and the stuck feeling is not just imagination. Tools such as periodic lactate testing can help identify these patterns early. This matters because 86% of elite athletes report at least one gastrointestinal symptom, and 15% face moderately severe or worse symptoms. Understanding lactate threshold concepts can help athletes optimize training while minimizing health risks. By managing exertion with that knowledge, endurance athletes can protect performance, preserve gut health, and keep training productive rather than reactive.